Hey guys, welcome back to the very last Evan and Caitlin podcast you will ever listen to this decade. We won't get a chance to say that for another 10 years.
Do you think we'll be doing this podcast in 10 years?
I don't know. But today we're going to be looking back at 2019. We're going to be giving some life updates. We're going to be sharing some of our thoughts on...
On what?
Oh, I thought you inhaled, so I expected you to drop some truths.
I was going to say, and we're going to play the Christmas Carol Mad Libs again, because that was really fun.
Flashbacks to Evan the Bacon Man. Okay, so catching up on life stuff. We have had a very interesting past 3 weeks or so, ever since we kind of caught up on the last crazy bit of video that we'd committed to. We kind of had a little bit of time to tackle things that have been building up for the past year or more. I don't know how much we want to get into it. It's just been, it's like a lot of things that aren't really good for content. Caitlin has been doing a lot of tax.
Yes, much tax. It's very taxing.
Good joke. And we've also been catching up on a lot of back end stuff. You know, we started a Discord server and then did nothing with it, and things, you know, needed to be taken care of there. Just stuff around the house has literally been piling up or just waiting there, staring at us, guilting us. Like,
we realized we hadn't changed our air filters in 2 years. You're supposed to do it every 90 days.
It wasn't 2 years. It was a year and a half.
Okay.
But it was way too long. So we've just been doing a lot of things like that around the house. Like, there's also those, like, typical things that I'm sure most people have in their house that just, like, You see it and you know that it's wrong. You know that you should do something about it.
Yeah.
And we just haven't.
Yeah.
Like, there's this garden hose we hooked up to our backyard, and I've tried taking it off so many times.
It was stuck.
And it's just like, we have just dealt with it. It hasn't been actively bothering us, but we know that it's getting worse. The longer we let it sit there,
It gets more stuck.
So I had to cut that apart. We drained the water heater and it was bad. It was so bad
because
we hadn't done it in so long. It's just like, there's just like, I don't want to go into all of the things we've been doing, all of the things we've been neglecting, because it's kind of slightly embarrassing, because we are kind of like, you know, we're a DIY channel. It's like, you can do this and you totally can do this, but we've been putting all of that effort towards things that will make for good videos. And draining a water heater isn't the most, like, whoa, clickable. That's so clickable.
You won't believe what happens.
The valve
drained.
Broke. No, the valve. The check. The thing.
We broke our valve and our hearts.
So it's a lot of that. But we can move on from that. Let's talk about other updates around our main channel. I think that the big thing that we kind of are thinking about right now is we have slowed down the pace of our video releases. We've been taking a few more buffer weeks
to get caught up on all the stuff that's been building up the past 2 years.
And I think that it's shown us that we need to do that more. Instead of letting things build up to the point where things are literally really bad, and then taking a longer break to deal with all of them in one big chunk like we've done starting in December, and it's going to continue into January, it'd probably be better to proactively fit these little breaks in so that these things don't just build up.
Yeah, so we can actually, like, take care of life stuff.
So we don't know what our schedule is going to be. You know, it has been weekly for the longest period of time.
It was weekly for a long time. About halfway through this year, we started taking buffer weeks. So we would do 3 or 4 a month instead of 4.
I think it was like we'd do 4 and then we'd take a break. Then we'd do 4 and we'd take a break. Then we like just recently started doing 3 then a break. And I think that we might do 2 or 1 then a break in and around this area, just because we don't have time. Because I don't know, we don't want to talk about it too much because we've already touched on a lot of these things, like why we don't outsource, because we kind of like doing what we're doing, and we don't want to, like, kind of rehash the same things over and over again. But I think we've realized that we might need to slow down our video production a bit until things are good, and then we can ramp it up to whatever is a sustainable pace, you know? Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing some rebalancing in 2020. You know what? I shouldn't have talked about all of that because we're going to do a whole what we're looking forward to in 2020 episode we'll as our next episode. We'll go into more detail. Okay, we'll go into more detail about 2020 in the next
episode. When we're in 2020.
Yeah. Any other details before we look back on 2019? I think one thing that's pretty exciting.
I have an update.
What's an update?
I'm addicted to TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Caitlin has been like, Evan, I have something cool to show you. That's like been her new like distraction app thing.
Well, I did not set out to get addicted to TikTok. I set out because it was like, you know what? Everyone's getting on TikTok. We should really maybe consider getting on TikTok. We avoided getting on Snapchat. We never did that. But you know what? Like, TikTok, I just see a lot of people getting on it. Everyone's talking about it. So, like, I made an account. I reserved our handle. There's nothing there. Don't bother right now. But I, like, reserved it so that I could just stalk people, you know? Or just not really
peruse
stalk.
Peruse what's out there.
Well, it's not really stalk people. I don't really know how to stalk people. Yeah. It's just, like, see what it feeds you.
Yeah. And see what's, like, doing well and everything.
Yes. Because anything it feeds you is stuff that's doing well, supposedly. And see, like, what the trends are. Because it's very trend-based.
Yeah.
It's very, like these trends will just happen based on like songs or like certain way people do things. Like they'll point and text will pop up at a certain point, you know, and there's all these like patterns that people follow and build off of each other. And I was like, okay, I need to like study this. See, well, and anyway, so I started like watching a bunch of them. And then as you watch them, it starts learning like what you stay on, I guess. I've never liked anything. So I don't know how it's learning other than just like what I've passed versus what I've watched all the way
algorithm.
Through.
Algorithm.
Yeah. But it's starting to learn because now it's like half cat videos.
So by the time I log in on our shared account,
it's just going to be... I'm already shaping it for you.
It's going to be a finely tuned cat machine.
It's cat videos and then people doing the, wow, you can really dance. Which, I'm sorry, anyone who does not watch TikTok doesn't know what that is. But it's in
my
head.
I know what it is now.
You know now because I keep showing them to you.
Also, it seems like... like any song that's a trend gets really stuck in your head.
Oh, it's so stuck in my head. I'm having a hard time falling asleep.
Because TikTok songs are in your head?
Yes. Well, and then I keep thinking like, okay, so if we were going to do one, like if we were going to hop on that song trend, yeah. How would we do it?
So it's almost like, it seems like one of the dangers of TikTok is there's time pressure.
Time pressure? You mean like for us?
Well, there's like time pressure for the trend. It's like, oh, trend's happening. We got to do something like while the trend is still good. Otherwise, it's going to be lame.
No, I don't really think so. Because there's unlimited trends.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. And there's also like, so I thought it would be like mostly high school students and stuff. It seems.
The youngsters.
The youths. But there's a decent amount. And again, maybe it's just like.
What you
me,
browse,
whatever,
yeah.
Yeah. But there's a decent amount of people like in their 20s and 30s as well on there. So I think that's it's interesting because there's people like making fun of themselves, like reasons why I shouldn't be on TikTok. I'm 33. I have kids. You know, it's stuff like that, yeah. And that made me feel like less pressure because people are like making fun of themselves,
yeah,
for not being the typical TikTokers. Because at first I was like, I don't know if we're going to fit in on TikTok. You know, like, some people a lot younger than us, but I don't know. So it was...
Maybe we'll just start putting content out there and trust that the TikTok algorithm will know who to show it to.
Maybe. I think one reason I'm also thinking about it is because, like, some of the trends do look really fun to do.
Mm.
Like, not that we really have time. It's the kind of thing that, like, if...
I'm not sure. Anyone who's listening, I just realized I went... I just like kind of stared blankly, like not that excited.
I wasn't excited.
It's not that I'm not excited. It's just like
time. I know
time, and I worry we have so much already on our plates that like.
But here's the difference. It's kind of like, and maybe this is just because I'm watching them. Like it looks fun to do to me.
So maybe we'll try it at some unknown point. We'll put some TikToks out there.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
And
set zero expectations.
See if anything happens and then just like we'll play it by ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're already like ramping up on other things. Like the gaming channel is still going nicely. We just hired on. We found and contracted another editor to help us to create content. Yeah, four editors now. Helping us create really awesome videos, and they're so awesome over there. But yeah, we have a lot. A lot has changed in 2019.
A lot has changed.
Good segue.
Good segue into what we're talking about now.
Caitlin looked up some numbers. I want to hear numbers. I want to hear the numbers that you looked up and how much like the sub count has changed, the views we might get per video, and how many total views have changed.
Okay. So, yeah. So I guess like, first off, one of the main topics of this podcast is like looking back on 2019. So I thought a good place to start would be some of the like concrete numbers.
Yeah. So these are things that are just like known things.
Okay. Do you remember what our subs were at in January of 2019?
I mean, I do, only because I looked today.
Oh, gosh. Because
like we talked about doing this.
Oh, yeah.
My guess is somewhere around 170,000.
It's 172,000.
Wow. What a good guess I had.
But yeah. So January 2019. So the beginning of last year, we were at 172,000, and we're ending the year at 520,000.
That was our goal. This was our hope. We hoped
to hit 500.
We would hit 500 by the end of year. That was like our wow, that'd be so cool if that happened.
There was a while where I didn't think it would.
Yeah, and we surpassed.
We surpassed.
Oh, good job. Thank you. Good job. I'm shaking Caitlin's hand for the audio only listeners. Oh, here, let's do a high five.
There we go.
For people who are just listening.
Yeah, that's for you guys. But yeah, so that was our change in subs. Our total video views.
This I'm really curious about.
Do you want to guess what we were in January of last year or this year?
5 million at the beginning and 20 million by the end.
In the beginning, we were at 7.9 million.
Uh-huh.
The end, you said 20. We are currently at 41.5 million
Wait,
views.
Wait, from 7 to 40?
41.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, is that right? No, that's right.
That's cool.
That's crazy, right?
Because this has been our biggest year so far, by far, obviously. You know, because of the more you the bigger you are, the faster you grow. We've seen to a certain degree.
Our first year in 2017, we started in March. We ended the year around 30 something or 40.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was about 40,000, and then 2018 we went from 40,000 to 172,000. Which was pretty big, over 100,000 in a year. But then this one, 172 to 520, that's decent chunk.
Yeah. And I definitely want to, it's our goal in 2020 to hit 1 million.
That's our goal. And,
you know, it's kind of up to the algorithm.
It's kind of a weird goal. It's not really a goal because it's, like you said, you only have so much control over it. It's our hope.
It's
why do we even do that?
I don't know.
Of 500,000 this year.
It's bad. It's bad for our mental health.
I know.
It's
you can't help but hope.
It's don't do that, but you know you are.
Yeah.
I know I am.
Don't check your subs every day, but I do anyway.
I haven't. I've been doing so good. I haven't been checking our subs too much.
I check.
Recently, it's been kind of
slow.
Slow. Let's go. But we knew that was going to happen.
Putting out as many videos.
Yeah, we haven't been putting out it. And we haven't had a real banger in a while.
Yeah. Not until three videos ago. It's been a while. Okay. Well, I have one more interesting stat.
Yes.
This one's different because it's not a total.
Mm-hmm.
It's an average. So a lot of,
because in the end, the main thing that matters is how many views the video gets. And being able to be consistent there is really important.
Yeah. So I'm talking about average views.
Average views.
So in 30 days, how many views do you think our videos in January of this year were getting?
20 to 30?
No, we were a little bit higher.
Oh, wow.
50.
50? 50? That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. So January 2019, we did 5 videos in January, by the way. We were putting out a lot of videos.
We're slackers now.
I know. So that was 50,000 views. Now, what do you think our last 5 videos, and the past 2 are not 30 days old yet?
I would guess pretty good. Over 300?
372K views is our average now. I know.
That's really good.
That one's like, yeah, that one's pretty crazy to me.
I'm trying to like wrap my head around that.
Because I feel like it went up proportionally more.
Proportionally more than our sub count.
Yeah. I haven't done the math on that.
Me neither. I was trying to do it in my head, but I realized that's too complicated. But it's good. I get a good feeling about that.
Yeah, it's crazy though. Now we
just have to like not let it fall, otherwise we're gonna like doubt our self worth and then all.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Like we don't talk about it much because we don't. I mean, we talk about it to each other, but we don't like talk about it. Oh, you're gonna knock that light over. It's tilting. Okay, thank you. We don't talk about it much publicly because like we don't want it to come off like we're trying to like brag about growth or anything like that, but like it is kind of crazy to me just because you don't like go into this really knowing what to expect, you know, and
we are just hoping to like be financially successful enough that we can work together.
Yeah.
Like make it pay the bills and everything like that.
Yeah.
And we were hoping that it was going to slow down eventually.
Yeah. I think we thought we'd like not be working as much by now.
If it weren't for the additional things that we were doing, I think that we would be kind of there.
Like the podcast and the gaming channel. But I mean, like those things.
I still believe in the long-term value of those two ventures that we're doing. I mean, we started it for a long-term vision, and you know, it's rolling. The we're here. We've made 49 episodes.
We're almost a year into the podcast.
We've only taken a few weeks off. Yeah. I do still really enjoy talking with you. I think that's like
with you too.
The main thing that like increase the corn, more corn, please. Corn is our shorthand for corny. But I think that is the thing that like really, and I do it for you guys too. The people who tune in and listen and rate and review. Thank you guys. But I mean, like, I think that one of the main thing that like really gets me like motivated to keep on doing the podcast is talking with you. And I know that we hang out and talk every day, but I still want more.
Yeah.
It's a nice weekly kind of check-in between the two of us.
Yeah.
On things.
Yeah.
And it's fun. I'm
excited. Playing games with you.
I'm excited for, you know, continuing to develop the podcast and the things that we'll look forward to. Like, I've really been enjoying, like, chatting about YouTube with you. Like, discussing the drama. Like, what's happening now?
Yeah.
Is our livelihood going to go away?
Yeah.
No. Like, you know, just getting into having an excuse to like do those deep dives and research those things and share it with you and discuss it and, you know, share it with you guys too who are listening.
Yeah.
That brings me an enjoyment.
Me as well.
Me too. So I think, how have things changed this year? Anything like really noticeable? I mean, I know that we already talked about the podcast and gaming. I think those are the two biggest changes.
Yeah. I think another one is, and we kind of touched on it because we mentioned not wanting to outsource, but another one is outsourcing. Like, because
outsourcing the stuff we don't want to do. Well, to a certain degree.
I don't think it's that. I think it's just outsourcing the stuff that wouldn't. It's a mixture of stuff that wouldn't happen if we didn't outsource it.
Yeah.
Or stuff that, like, we need to outsource it in order to be responsible. So what I'm talking about is hiring the gaming editors to help us work on the gaming channel, because those edits just wouldn't happen otherwise.
Yeah, it just wouldn't exist.
It just wouldn't exist because there's just no more time. So, you know, it would just be so time-consuming to have that all just on us.
And some things, like, you know, we're not experts at everything. So Caitlin has been, you know, talking to an accountant and getting some help there and all the finance stuff. We
hired an accountant. We're finally adults. People have been advising us to do this for a long time, and I have been stubborn because I was like, I know how to do it. Figure it out. You know, TurboTax. Yeah. But yeah, we finally hired an accountant. We, like, talk to a financial advisor to set up retirement accounts because we don't have a company matching contributions. You know, it's like, we gotta figure that stuff out. So I think that was like a big change for 2019.
Getting more and more legit on the business side of things.
Well, no, just like hiring help.
Yeah. Well, also figuring out what it makes sense to hire out and what it makes sense to just not do.
Yeah, that, you know, too. There's some stuff we just abandoned.
There's a lot of things we abandoned. Like, if you go back and look at some of our older blog posts after we started making YouTube videos, we'd write out the whole tutorial, would pull pictures for everything, would write instructables. And those really did help us at the beginning of our YouTube career. You know, that time really did pay back in terms of growth and everything. But at this point, the time it takes to do that, it just like doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
For us to still take that time ourselves. And we've tried outsourcing it. It didn't work well. It didn't work well at
all. And it also just like, it wasn't worth the time and money, like at this point. Yeah. So I think that was another thing. We just like eliminated things. And then one thing, this isn't really something we eliminated. It's just something we kind of took a little bit of a break from. And that was collaborations. Because a huge thing of...
And travel.
And travel for events. A huge thing of 2018 was we just said yes and pursued every opportunity. So like we went to literally every event. We fit in as many collaborations as we can. And I'm so glad that we did that.
Yeah.
But like this year with the starting of the two additional channels and just trying to like not burn out, because travel is super tiring.
We did
a couple events this year.
We did 2 year long collaborations between two really up and coming YouTube channels. Evan and Caitlin Gaming and Evan and Caitlin Podcast.
Yeah.
We've been giving them shout-outs.
Shout-outs like crazy.
Like crazy. Like in almost every one of our videos, we give them shout-outs. And like, when have they given us a shout-out?
Never.
You know what? Hey, guys, go over to youtube.com/Evan and Caitlin. I hear those guys are great. They've been killing it this year. Sorry. But yeah, like, we kind of have been like collaborating with ourselves.
That's true. It
has been kind of like the main thing we've been doing this year. We have been putting in a lot of time and effort into
building up these new
and
things.
The like, oh man, like starting the Uncut channel, all the time and effort that went into that and everything.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah. Whew. So that's a pretty big difference between now and 2018. We do have some potential collabs for 2020. Nothing's like 100% set in stone yet. And I am excited to do some collabs again, but I think we just needed this year to like focus on like refining our style and building up these other things we were starting.
What was one of your proudest moments of 2019?
Proudest moments of 2019. I mean, there's been a lot of like specific videos I've been really proud of, and like hitting 500,000 was pretty awesome. Even though like the moment you hit it it's not really about like the moment,
yeah,
because it's kind of like having a birthday, you know, it's like you're just like one day older,
yeah,
you know. But that was pretty cool.
It also seemed to like I don't know why, but when we, you know, we always were thinking, okay, when we reach this sub count or that statistic or that whatever, we'll feel more secure, we'll feel more relaxed and everything. And it didn't really happen until 500,000 subscribers. But I think it's something more than that. I have two moments in particular that really stand out to me this year. But anything else that really stands out to you?
Well, I want
to
hear what yours are.
Okay, my two moments this year that like really got me is that, you know, it wasn't like exactly a single moment, but it was enough of a moment that it, like these two points stand out to me. One is at the beginning of this year, we were stumbling in January, you know, and when did we start picking it up again with the spin art and
March
in March? And that strong period lasted like 3 months. For 3 months, like, so in the beginning of this year, we transformed. We know, like we've talked about before, we kind of shifted a little bit more towards entertainment, and we found our footing, and we did really good for a little bit. And then there was a stumbly period.
September was a little slow.
For a period of time. And then we're like, oh, man, did we lose it? Did we push it too far? Did we, like, are the projects we're selecting not doing well or whatever? And then we found it again.
Yeah.
During some month.
October, November.
And then, like, those months were, like, really doing it, you know? And I think that going through that cycle multiple times, it was like when it was probably the second or third video we did in the in that September period, or no, when was
the low period or the high period?
The high period.
October, November.
October, November. The like second or third video in that period, I remember thinking, okay, this is just how it is. It's a cycle. You know, our videos might slow down for a bit and then they're going to pick up again in a bit. And that's when I kind of really started to trust that feeling that I had been telling myself for a long time. And then like, you know, this period we're in right now, it is a little bit slower, but you know, we're still healthy, I feel. You know, our average views is doing well, all of that. But I think that like, I just trust that we can pick up again, we can hit that video, we can hit that whatever, and things will like move again. And I just believe in it. I always told myself it, but I always doubted. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a moment this year during that second good period where I'm like, okay, I believe we can
chunk.
Exactly. So that was moment number one. That was a really big moment for me, mm-hmm. because it made me a lot less stressed. Mm-hmm. The second moment today, or of 2019, was earlier this year. I really wanted to start the gaming channel.
Yeah.
In the beginning of 2019, and Caitlin was like,
it's not that I didn't want a game. I just doubted, like, if we had the capacity to do
it. It's kind of like my reaction to Caitlin mentioning TikTok. It's like, I support you. I'm going to do it. I believe in you. I'm excited. But I don't know about that. You know, it's like, we're kind of stretched kind of thin here.
Yeah.
You know, it's always like you add some here, you're going to have to subtract here. Mm-hmm. It's just the reality of our life right now. And I understood Caitlin's hesitation too. You know, I'm like, you know, we'll try it. And if it's not good, we'll ditch it. But she believed in me and we started gaming and we really liked it. And we had a lot of fun. And some of you guys joined us, which meant a ton. And it has been growing. And I don't know when. I think it's when we first started putting out our Minecraft videos. By like the second or third Minecraft video, we were really getting into Minecraft. And this audience that liked watching us play Minecraft was like really finding us. And, you know, I felt like our subs were really healthy for our size and things started going on the gaming channel. And I don't know what exact moment was, but I think it was shortly after we started playing Minecraft on Evan and Caitlin Gaming where I'm like, oh yeah, this is happening.
Yeah.
This has some momentum. This has a future. Like my gut feeling inside like had some truth behind it. And I like started trusting and believing in it too. And I think that's when I was like,
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have a similar thing for the gaming channel. And again, it's like it's not really a specific moment, but I did have that same kind of feeling, and it was like, I don't know, maybe like five or so like streams into Minecraft.
Uh-huh.
When I started realizing like it just felt like we were starting to build like a community. I think part of it also is like before that we would just play one-off games here and there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard. And we were still trying to like figure out what types of games worked well for streams and things like that, like how to balance playing the game and like being able to chat with the people there. And I feel like we kind of like started hitting strides with Minecraft, and it was a game we both really liked. And it's a game that like you can kind of just play forever, which I really, really like that. And I kind of had a similar feeling, and I can't say exactly when it was, but I think for me part of it was spurred by like and I don't know what the exact number, but like when we started realizing that like there's a lot of people hanging out with us on
Twitch.
I think
when it started getting up to like 50 or 60 or 75, yeah. That I was like, wow.
And I was like, dang, this is like a lot of people hanging out.
The chat was starting to move a little bit more and everything,
and they started developing like
lore,
like inside jokes, yeah. You know, that were like you only get it if you're like hanging out in the live streams or if you watch the gaming videos, you know.
It started and becoming like, its own independent thing.
And like that was such a cool feeling. And it's like, you know, we kind of had that feeling when we built up Evan and Caitlin, mm-hmm. and it started becoming a thing. And like, you know, your things just kind of naturally develop.
You can't force it.
Yeah. And so when that started happening with the gaming stuff and most of it like around Minecraft, it was really cool and exciting. And I'm really glad that you pushed to hire out the editing, because the first couple of videos, like, you edited. No. Like,
and I didn't have enough time to really put the love and care that our editors put in.
Like, yours were okay.
They weren't great.
And like, you know, I was doing the main channel videos and it was like, we wouldn't have time, but I was really hesitant to hire it out. Cause you know, in my brain, I'm like, the gaming channel doesn't make any money. We're almost breaking even now.
Almost.
But it was kind of like, you know, in my brain, I'm trying to be practical. I'm like, why would we put money into this and like hire stuff out? It's not doing anything and there's no proof that it'll grow. But like, I'm really glad that you kind of pushed to try it. And I'm just like really proud of where the gaming channel has gone. I'm really proud of our main channel too.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason why we have a gaming channel
is because of our main channel.
It's like we realize that's what we owe everything to.
Yeah, 100%. I will say another thing. Again, this isn't really like a specific moment. Maybe we shouldn't have worded it like proudest moments of 2019 because it's not really a moment.
They're moments in time, even though they may span weeks.
That's true. I think another thing for me for 2019.
Oh, by the way, I just have to like say, when I'm reaching over here, you can't see it, but...
Oh, supervisor's in my lap. Evan's not just like petting my legs.
There was a moment where I was like, just like looking over here, and she looked back up at me. She's so sleepy right now. And when she gets sleepy, she's
so cute.
Like, loves being pet.
Oh, yeah.
Most times she's okay with it. But when she's really sleepy, she just loves getting pet. And she looks up at you and she's like, I like this pet. And it's just so cute. It's
so cute. Yeah.
So it's like, there's a moment where I was like looking over you. Oh, it was like, she was like this. And I was like, oh. No one can see this. Tube. Even the people watching the video, that she's out of screen. But she's just the cutest little thing.
Yeah, she's a sweet bear.
So that's what I was doing.
But yeah, so I think one thing, one of my like hopes for 2019 going into it, was to try varying up our projects a little bit more and like test out doing things that are maybe a little bit more on like the art side, or like try things that are a little bit more on the crafty side. Oh my gosh, Jube. She's like just loving those chin scratches. And it was something that we were kind of hesitant before because it was like, we're a maker channel and there's a little bit of a weird sometimes maker channels don't want you to like call them a crafting channel. They're like a maker channel. They build things. And there's a little bit of like, I don't know. It felt like crafting channels were crafting channels and maker channels were maker channels, you know? And it was like, it felt kind of weird doing stuff that was like a little bit lighter on the making side. I don't know. It could have, maybe like, it was,
we need
just
to bust out a saw no matter what.
And yeah. It was like, there's gotta be power tools. But one of the things for 2019 was we did try doing stuff that like didn't have power tools at all.
Just like the art videos, like Bob Ross. I think the very first Bob Ross okay. When we published Bob Ross and it didn't tank, that was a huge moment for
that
us.
Was a really,
I remember,
big moment.
Okay. Specific moment. I remember we were just like a little bit stressed and we were like, okay, let's take a little break. Let's go to Benihana's and let's have a long lunch and let's talk about the future. And I think that one of the things we talked about is like, you know what? When we can just make a Bob Ross, following a Bob Ross tutorial video, and we like publish that on Evan and Caitlin, the main channel, we'll know that we're doing right and we're like on the path that we want to be on. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, you know what? Let's just do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. And I remember like we went to Benihana, we came back, we were on the patio, we were just chatting and like trying to figure out the future. And I remember that moment where we're like, you know what?
I remember that moment.
Let's do it. And then we did it. And it didn't do horribly. It did pretty okay.
It did okay. it was okay. On the lower end of the scale, but it didn't completely tank.
It passed a certain threshold for us, and we're like, okay.
Yeah, and then we've done a second one since then.
And it did okay.
But included in that was also like the acrylic pour videos. Yeah, we've done a few really well. Acrylic pour videos, the spin art video, the soap making videos.
Yeah.
Like those are all kind of like lighter on the making side. Like they don't involve a bunch of power tools. And that was something that we were worried wouldn't perform well, but we really wanted to expand the type of videos mm-hmm. we did. And that's something that we tried doing.
And I think that, you know, pushing ourselves in that direction really helped.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that's interesting is...
Oh, and also, just before we move on, it wasn't just like a fear in our heads. Like the videos that we had done, that we had tried doing beforehand, that were a little bit like craftier or more artistic. We had a DIY art video.
Yep.
We had like the Halloween ghost video, which was just crafty. We had a few.
They did bad.
They did bad.
Like not like... acceptable, but like below the level that we felt was acceptable.
Yeah, to the point where we're like, oh, can we not do this? Like, can we not do craftier type projects? Like, we like them.
We just had to like change the format a little bit, change like the title and thumbnail, make it like more unique.
Oh, no, I don't think it's just that. I think it's just like, we have a different audience now than we did then.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
But yeah, so that's one thing I'm like, all that to say, one thing I'm very proud of is like the ability to expand the types of projects we're doing, and I see us like potentially continuing that. But I also think that
every time we push ourselves in a new direction, we learn something new. We pick up a thing we can bring back to benefit our channels as a whole. For example, when we live stream the video games we play, we are chatting amongst each other. Mm-hmm. More, we're engaging with the live audience. We have developed certain skills that will help us long term, not just with streaming. But I feel like sometimes Caitlin and I, when we're painting or we're doing resin pours or we're doing whatever, we have to like keep up a certain energy. We have to keep up a certain pace to get good content that Caitlin can turn into an edit. Because if we're like, all right, time for a resin pour, and we just went into full concentration mode,
wouldn't be very interesting.
There wouldn't be any good moments. So I think that, you know, we've picked up some things from performing live to our gaming audience. And mm-hmm. we've brought that into how we film for our main channel. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, as we've brought on more editors and defined our editing style for Evan and Caitlin Gaming, you have brought in a lot of that into our main channel.
I've definitely been inspired by the gaming editors and brought in bits of that to the main channel.
Yeah, like
they're so much better at memes than I am.
It's because we're old.
I just know the old memes. I like, oh, I'll bring in like old YouTube clips, like Keyboard Cat and stuff.
Well, just things in general, but also like cutting things at the right moment. Cutting things to add more humor and everything like that. And as we've, you know, as we've brought on more editors, we try to define our style. And I think that when you try to teach something, you do learn it yourself even mm-hmm. more. So as we've brought on editors, we have this master sheet that we've been working on of like how to add humor, how to tell a story, what to focus on, mm-hmm. what type of music, how to set a standard intro and outro. And all of those things that we had to do for the gaming editors, we realized we can do some of that for our main channel too. Like the standard intro and outro, we don't want to do that for all of our content.
But we started doing series.
Series.
We have two series now.
Yeah. DIYeries and
the Byverse DIY.
Byverse DIY. I think we've only done two of each.
Yeah, but you know, two counts as a series.
Two counts as a series, and we have more planned of each.
Yeah.
So there. I don't know. I don't really know where I was going with that.
Yeah.
Other things that we've learned and then that have benefited us in multiple ways, like this setup. The green screen behind us, the lighting that we have here, like
oh yeah, we use it for lighting. Skits all the time.
We use
now.
It for skits all yeah. the time, and that really makes our skits better, faster, more efficient for us to make and better for you guys to watch, hopefully.
It allows us to only spend money on one costume and then yeah. record ourselves separately and then edit them together.
But these are things that we got from the gaming channel.
Yeah.
And, well, no, game it, channel and podcast.
Yeah.
Everything kind of like symbiotes together.
Symbiotes.
In a very interesting way. And everything kind of feeds off of each other and benefits off of each other. And I think that's a really cool thing that I didn't really see coming when we started down all these paths. That's another big thing. Looking back on 2019, that I'm like really realizing more and more.
Yeah. Are there like any particular struggles that stand out that were kind of like new struggles that we hadn't faced before?
I have two in particular.
Which ones?
A month ago, we were in like a bad place.
Yeah.
It was bad. We just overcommitted. I don't want to talk about it too much because I feel like we've brought it up many times, but realizing how to not overcommit, realizing like, you know, because we've had a schedule for a long time,
yeah.
But you know, we started working with different types of sponsors that have different requirements. We've started kind of, you know, like every Friday is launch day and sometimes we do a podcast or we stream. It's not like there are 7 days a week that we can work on main content video anymore. Mm-hmm. There's like, it's not like, because we used to work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day on Evan and Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like
we're 6 days a week,
like 8 hours a day. And then the other hours in the days and the other days we're working on like podcasts and gaming and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just we just don't have enough time. We don't have as much time to dedicate towards main videos. And I think that we're just kind of readjusting and reevaluating mm-hmm. how to schedule ourselves and how to be realistic and how far ahead we want to be and all of that. All a lot of stuff learned. But like the biggest struggle was definitely during that period, I got tired. I think that our content might have suffered a little bit.
Interestingly, I feel like our content didn't really suffer.
It didn't really.
It was there were
some people that were like, "You guys look really tired."
Oh, we got a ton of comments of people saying we looked tired, but I think the content
was still good. You're right. The content was still good, and I think that's we just had some really good ideas, some big ambitious ideas, and we executed them well, and we like did the work. But there are definitely times like I call it like getting ragey, where I get unreasonably mad when anything bad goes wrong. I just like I'm a happy person.
Yeah.
Most of the time. But when things are bad, I can get upset. And I think I communicate it well. I'm like, Caitlin, I'm just kind of upset right now. And I just need a little bit of space in the garage all alone to like
finish sanding
this thing. I just need to power through. I love you. I'll see you in a few hours. So it's like, you know, it didn't affect our relationship in any bad ways. You know, our good communication skills served us well.
We
were in it together. We were on the same team. We always knew that. But like, there were moments where I wasn't happy. There were moments where you weren't happy. Mm-hmm. There were moments where we were just like, well, this is just how things are. And we just have to get through it.
Yeah,
it's
2 months of that.
And you know, I think that from the outside perspective, it might be kind of tempting to say, well, just don't do it. Like, say no to that sponsor or turn down this opportunity or whatever. But one thing that we're doing behind the scenes is we're building relationships with these companies, with these agencies, with our reputation on the other end. Like, one reputation we're building up with is with you guys, but we have lots of business reputations we're building on the mm-hmm. back end, and we don't want to have a reputation as people who back out of deals, who mess up people's budgets, who mm-hmm. mess up people's like plans. Like, if we had have backed out of those deals, we would have made someone's day really difficult on their end, and that would have gone up the chain or gone down the chain or gone sideways, or they could have moved, or like, it's just, that's not what we want to be.
Yeah. And like,
and you know, I think the other argument, yeah,
I think the other argument is you just don't say yes in the first place. But I think one of the things that like people also don't realize is like, I know we use this analogy a lot, but it's like Wild West. Like, so we might say yes to things for a schedule that's reasonable, but then because one sponsor has to change something, then everything has to get shuffled around with everybody, and then all of a sudden you're filming six videos in a month where you're only releasing three, but you gotta film six. Yeah. You know, things like that happen and where it just gets messy.
Sponsors are still 60% of our income, so we kind of need that revenue. Yeah. And you know, when we shuffle things around, we have to like bring someone else in, and that's a big to do that I don't think is a sexy thing to show or talk about too much, you know, but that's just part of the back end of business for us. That's just our reality.
It's interesting because like when we first started working with sponsors, we went through a period, it was actually October of 2018, I remember very specifically, where that's where we were in the period of just kind of like saying yes. Like that was the year of saying yes. It went bad. And like
we overscheduled then too.
We overscheduled ourselves, and it was all companies that we were like legit super excited to work with, and we're like, oh my gosh, they want to work with us. That's so cool. Yeah, totally. Oh my gosh, they want to work with us too. And then we were doing six videos in October, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
And it like we kind of fell into the same trap for different reasons. This one, it was more because of like scheduling issues. It wouldn't have been over commitment.
It was a little bit of a scheduling fluke.
Yeah. A little bit of like scheduling flukes. Yeah. Like a few things that's just gonna happen to like all line up the wrong ways. But yeah. I do think it taught us like, but because we had been getting our schedule to a better and better and better place and getting more and more balanced, and it all like went kind of crazy those past 2 months. And I think it just confirmed, because sometimes we're tempted, I think maybe especially me, to just like push a little bit harder. Like, well,
yes,
well,
so
but,
much
but
yes.
I have this idea for another Christmas video, and if we film it in time, then we can release both before Christmas, you know, just because it's such a good idea. We can do it. We can push.
Or your Halloween videos. You have some really great Halloween videos.
Yes.
Really good ones.
I was using Christmas as an example because that's where we are now, but I had some really good Halloween video ideas that I really wanted to do.
Caitlin was like really gung-ho. I had to kind of like talk her down.
Because we were already in the crazy videos. Period.
I'm like,
yeah.
Caitlin, we'll do them next year.
Yeah,
these videos are so off the wall that no one's gonna do them.
Probably not. So far away. But yeah, so like I'm often the one tempted to like, well, we can just push, we can just do it. But I think going through that period again of being way over scheduled kind of made me realize like it's not worth it. And like in the beginning when we started our channel, you kind of go into it.
With the attitude of like,
well, we're just gonna push. Yeah, that's why we did say yes to everything. But now we're at the point where like it's we still have to say yes to a lot, and we still push a lot, but we also have to be aware of the fact that if you push too much, then you're gonna burn out, and then you know what's the long term plan with that.
And I think that burnout is a word that's used for a lot of different attitudes. It is like when you get tired of doing YouTube videos, kind of, or tired of creating content for one reason or another. But some people get tired of the process of creating content. And that's not really at all where we're at. We still really love making videos. All of our different videos, we love the process of all of it. We really want to do that more. The main thing like that is trending us towards burnout is not having enough time for our business, all of the things that we're doing, all of the projects that we're doing, all of the side things, all of the business, the life, all of that. It's just like a lack of time.
Which adds a lot of pressure and makes things stressful sometimes.
Yeah, the only thing we're still struggling with is time.
Yes. It's a pretty big thing.
That's a pretty big thing, but like we haven't burnt out of the process of making videos. We still love what we're doing. Videos, yeah. We've been able to evolve our content to the place where like we're doing exactly what we want to do. Mm-hmm. It's just too much.
Which is why we're like trying to get caught up on all the stuff that's been weighing on us that we've put off.
Yeah.
Do you want to play the game?
We are running out of time. We were wondering how long we were going to talk about all of this, but it took a lot longer than we think. Let's play one Mad Lib.
Two. I want each of us to do one.
Two.
That'll be fast.
They're hard to edit. Okay, we'll do two. We'll do two. It's a Christmas miracle. We'll do two.
I'm volunteering you to edit it. Okay, Game time. Pause for music. Okay.
I'm just like kind of off in the corner. No. It's okay. It's okay. Just go for it.
Okay. Give me a name.
Juby.
Give me an adjective.
Fast.
Give me a body part.
Claw. I'm so curious.
And give me a noun.
Mouse.
Okay. Adjective.
Sneaky.
Body part.
Ears.
I'm just going to do ear because it needs to be singular.
Okay, yeah.
A verb ending in S.
Ninjas. And I know that like that might be a noun. You don't want
to say that for a plural noun, which is the next thing?
Okay, no, because we describe Juby as like ninja-ing around.
It's kind of a
verb.
Stretch.
It is a stretch. Okay, a verb, pooping.
Oh, it needs to end with an S, so yeah.
Poops.
Okay.
You gotta add some potty humor in there at some point.
Do you want the next plural noun to be ninjas?
Ninjas, yes. Definitely ninjas.
Verb?
Kill.
An insult.
An insult.
Yeah. What's an insult?
What's the one from like the French guy in the castle? Your mother was a hamster? Yes.
Okay.
Your mother was a hamster.
And your father smelt of elderberries. I fought in your general direction.
Okay, perfect. That's it.
Okay. Adjective.
Adjective
describes a noun.
Smelly.
Plural That's a good noun. One.
Elderberries.
Oh my god. Oh, it's so. Why is it so perfect?
It's because I'm a mage. I know what you want.
Adjective.
I'm trying to think of either Monty Python or cat related adjectives.
You can just go all over. Furry. The way. Okay. A famous person.
King Arthur.
Really going with the
Monty Python theme.
A noun.
Horses. Horse.
Sorry, more specific. A body part.
A body part. Butt.
Adjective.
Did I already do smelly? I already did smelly. Fast.
Noun.
Fluff ball.
Plural noun.
Coconuts.
Verb.
Running. Wait, verb.
Running. It needs to be past tense.
Run. Ran.
That doesn't really work.
Okay, I'll do another one.
I'll narrow it down. A verb that's like a feeling towards someone.
A verb that's a feeling towards someone. Angrier?
Okay, here's the one you can't use. Loved.
Loved. Angered.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Verb. I wrote in here, noun, past tense. Great job, Caitlin. Verb, past tense.
Spat.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Prepare yourself for the classic Christmas carol, Juby the Fast Clawed Mouse. Juby, this one's for you, baby. Juby the Fast Clawed Mouse had a very sneaky ear. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it poops. All of the other ninjas used to kill and call him your mother was a hamster. They never let poor Juby play in any smelly elderberries. Then one furry Christmas Eve, King Arthur came to say, Juby with your butt so fast, won't you guide my fluffball tonight? Then all the coconuts angered him, and they spat out with glee. Juby, the fast clawed mouse, you'll go down in history.
That was good. That was good. Sticking with the theme works.
It does work. Now, do you want to do this one and I do the things?
Okay. Noun.
But.
Okay. Nope. It's staying. It's inappropriate, but it's staying. Plural noun.
Geese.
Funny noise.
You just gotta make a fart noise.
Okay. Adjective.
Hairy.
Noun.
Lip.
Do you know that they're in order now? You're kind of going for, I can see you building a story in your mind.
Well, I'm not really purposely trying to. It's kind of like you with Monty Python. I'm just trying to be fast. And I'm looking at you, and you have a hairy lip.
inspired by Evan, the song is. Oh, no. Oh, no. Noun?
Grandpa.
No, 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 no.
What?
It can't be. No, 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 no.
No, do it. You have to do it.
No, I don't like this game.
I accept your words. Why aren't you accepting my words?
Noun?
Dance. Like a dance, not like, I know it's a verb also.
Oh, man. Verb with ending in ing.
Twerking.
No, no. Group of people?
TikTokers.
Funny expression.
Poop a doodle doo.
Adjective?
Webbed.
Noun?
Cobbler.
Cobbler? Like, as in, like, the cobbler you eat or the cobbler that makes shoes?
Either one.
Noun?
Hamster. I'm sorry. It's like your brain is just a weird thing when you're under pressure.
Something you'd say if you were in a rush.
Hurry up your buns.
Noun.
Art.
Verb ending in ing.
Torturing.
Oh my gosh. Noun.
Tooth.
Adjective.
Gassy.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Verb ending in ing.
Frolicking.
I'm uncomfortable. Body part.
Armpit.
Verb ending in ing.
Oh, man, this is so many words in this one.
was I not as many as you're this?
No, no, no. It's okay. I'm almost done. Verb ending in ing. YouTubing. Does that count?
Yes.
Okay.
Noun?
Porridge.
Porridge?
Is that not good?
No, it's great.
Okay.
Adjective. Last one. You're almost there. You got this.
Last adjective. I gotta make it.
Last one.
Gotta make it count.
Oh, I added too much pressure.
Oh no. I'm looking around me and I'm not drawing any inspiration.
Fluffy.
Fluffy? Oh, okay. Well, you already used the word fluffy.
Yeah, it's a versatile thing, and Juby is right here. So
what about Harry? We haven't used Harry. Oh no, I did use.
You
Harry.
Did use Harry. That was one of the very first ones you gave me because of my lip because it's so hairy.
What about uncomfortable?
Sure.
Because I'm feeling uncomfortable. Okay, is that it?
I am feeling uncomfortable too. This song is going to make me uncomfortable to sing.
I just looked at the title.
Hello, everybody.
Do you know the tune of this song?
Kind of. I'm going to try it.
I can help you.
So, everyone, welcome to this beautiful rendition of Butt Ride. Just hear those butt geese farting. Farting too. Come on, it's hairy lip for butt ride together with grandpa. Outside the dance is twerking and the TikTokers are calling. Poop-a-doodle-doo. Come on, it's webbed cobbler for a butt ride together with hamster.
Oh, no.
Hurry up your buns. Let's go. Let's look at the art.
Oh.
We're torturing in a wonder. Wait.
We're torturing in a wonderland of tooth.
Hurry up your buns, it's gassy. Just frolicking your armpit. We're YouTubing along with the porridge of an uncomfortable fairyland.
Bravo.
Oh, I did not like that song. It was good though.
Was it the butt ride that made you uncomfortable?
It's the butt ride together with grandpa.
It's like when you're
that phrase.
No, it's like when you're in traffic and you're like, man, that guy's really riding my butt.
Okay, yeah.
It's
that. It's that, guys. You heard it here. Well, I'm glad we got in some of the very last Christmas carols ever. Till next year, probably.
Yes. I do enjoy doing Mad Libs, though.
I do. I really think that there's probably a website where you can just type it in
and it just generates
it for you.
I know, but this...
Caitlin made these custom. Caitlin made these custom.
Yeah, but... But it'll take just as long, like, for someone to think of words and type them.
Mm.
It won't make the process of the podcast any faster. It'll just make the prep faster.
Ah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess like anything that adds any amount of editing to
my... Evan's like, no.
It's so hypocritical, too, because, like, Caitlin has to edit a lot. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have to deal with 10 minutes of this game where I have to do all of these cuts.
But hey, this one we were faster. Maybe you won't have to cut much. No,
I'm still gonna be cutting everything.
Maybe a little bit.
All of the pauses just make it like uncomfortable when I'm listening to it again. I'm like, I'm uncomfortable. All right, we know what that brings us to
thing of the week.
I still don't have the tune. All right, so my thing of the week is something you're gonna be seeing in this week's video.
Yes.
Coming out soon, we have a holiday special, and in it, we use a secret new ingredient, a secret tool that we're going to use in the future. It's hot glue, but it's unlike any hot glue you've ever seen. It's solid, opaque, white. It's beautiful. Yes. It's amazing. It's different, too. It dries like a hard plastic.
And it's shiny.
It's shiny. It's a really, really interesting material that I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like legit very intrigued by this material.
I'm wondering, like, can we make molds with it? Tiny molds in the future? Because it's so shiny.
Can we fill molds and use that as the casting material?
Oh, and then you just have, it's like your own injection molding.
It's like your own injection molding.
It's so interesting. And it comes in other colors too. We bought opaque white, but there's like a bunch of colored hot glues.
What if we got like multiple hot glue guns and we squeezed them all in and we mixed it like a marble, and then like it was like a marbled material? Oh, we got to do that soon.
Well, what are we gonna make?
We just gave away our idea. There's like hundreds of people who heard
that. Hundreds,
thousands, even
2,000.
No, there's like 8,000 we're up to sometimes. Oh. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Well. Don't steal our idea, which is not... I'm not even sure what the idea is yet. It's not fully formed.
But it's going to be cool. It's something that I'm really excited about for the future.
The white hot glue is pretty awesome.
Okay, Caitlin, what's your thing of the week?
My thing of the week is peaberry coffee.
Wow! Wait, can I do something? Wait.
Yeah, you can do it. Which, okay, so... I really like coffee, but I've never paid attention to, like, what types of coffee I like. It's just been, like, I don't know. I just didn't pay attention to, like, dark roast or medium roast or what kind of bean it was.
Yeah.
But we had one that was, like, super, super good. Okay.
I'm using my soundboard. I'm doing this live, so I don't have to edit them in later.
We found one that was really, really good, and it was like one of our favorite coffees, and we used it with the espresso machine, which was a past thing of the week of mine. But we were like, okay, this coffee is so good. What kind of coffee is this even? Because we should try to figure that out and try to like learn what coffee we like.
Yeah, so we didn't really know what made it a coffee that we really liked, and we looked at the packaging on the one that we really liked, and we noticed it said peaberry on there.
Which is a term that I hadn't ever heard before, so I was like, maybe that's something special about this specific one. And we looked it up, and it is like a very specific type of bean.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found one on Amazon.
Because we wanted one that was like really easy to reorder.
Yeah, that we could like get
very consistent, and prime, it was just always 2 days. Available. Yeah.
So like, yeah, we wanted something that we could like order and have within 2 days, basically, that we could always get.
And we took a risk. We ordered one and we tried it out.
It's so dang tasty. Yay! It's what's the brand we get?
I'll pull it up. And the link will be in the description if you want a link to the like direct one.
Stone Street.
So it's a brewer in New York. It's Stone Street, and there's a specific peaberry, and it's a specific thing. It's like Tanzanian peaberry. Anyways, links in the description. It's so tasty.
It's so good.
And you know, we've only brewed it in our fancy espresso machine, which isn't that fancy. I mean, it's really bucks. Not.
It's like it's literally the cheapest espresso maker on Amazon.
I wonder if it's different. Like brewing it in an espresso machine versus brewing it in like a cold drip or hot drip or
I think it probably will be because school. Like we had told your parents about the espresso machine because we were like raving about it and your mom really wanted to try it. So they brought over like the coffee they usually have, which was like a Starbucks dark roast.
And they said it tasted different.
And I've had the Starbucks dark roast before just like in a normal coffee maker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you know, it's good. Like, what you know, it's just like good basic coffee. And I had it in our espresso machine and it was like, whoa, that's like really strong.
So strong.
And like really strong. So it could be that like the pea berry, maybe it's like less bitter or less acidic or something. And so like when you have it in the espresso maker, it's not as overpowering. Maybe it would be like weaker if you had it in a normal coffee maker. I'm not sure. All I can say is like, and an espresso machine is real good.
Real good.
It's so good.
But also, I for the longest time have been okay with coffee. I generally kind of like it. But this combination of this espresso machine and this coffee has turned me into like a coffee person.
I know.
I love my coffee now. I love having it in the morning with Caitlin. We like wake up, we have our coffee, mm-hmm. we sit at our desks, we go through our to-do list.
We share one coffee because we share everything.
That's when we like review Caitlin's edit from the past day mm-hmm.
or a gaming edit.
We review gaming edits and we just like pass the coffee back and forth and it's so good.
It's such a good morning tradition.
So
sometimes we make two.
I mean, we share both, so it's just one cup of coffee.
Yeah.
In total. But like it's tasty.
It's really tasty.
All right, guys. Well, this is it. We won't see you for another year. We won't see you for another decade.
I mean, no, that sounds like we're taking a year or a decade off. We won't see you
in this decade. We won't see you in this year.
This is the last episode.
I'm just trying to end dramatically, Caitlin. Oh.
Okay, keep going.
We will see you next year. Make sure to subscribe.
Make sure to like, make sure to send this to your family
or else.
If you have a family, I don't, because I'm Batman. Because
I'm Batman, I'm so alone.
I'm sorry. We shouldn't make fun of Batman. He's been through a lot.
We're no longer Batman. We're the magical podcast fairies. Spreading the love of podcasts and stuff.
Did you have something you wanted to say as the podcast fairy?
Bye!
Okay, bye. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, everyone!
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, bye!
Yeah.
Why is it so funny?
It's too good. I don't know.
Remember when we first got this and we were like, wow.
I have a structured settlement and I need cash
now.
Call Juju Wentworth. 877 cash no. 877 cash no.
Oh, it's funny.
He's Quinn.
Remember when we first got this and we turned on the voice modulator and played with it for too long?
Yeah, that was good time.
That was good things.
I like it. It makes me think of all the things we were saying when we first played with it.
One was definitely Batman.
Batman and Taco Bell. What the Baja sauce, okay? They took away the crispy cheddar chalupa. They had it for like a month. And it was so good, and they took it away from me. First the Baja sauce, and then the crispy cheddar chalupa.
Toying
with my emotions, Taco Bell.
The crispy cheddar chalupa was delicious.
It was so good, so magical.
Never again.
Now it's gone. Hey, Caitlin. My soul. Yeah?
Guess what?
You're recording.
I'm recording. I stopped recording and I started again. Sneaky.
Very sneaky. What are you going to do with this?
I'm just going to put it at the end of the podcast. Bye!